In today's gospel, Jesus Christ said, "If I cast out devil by the finger of God, that means that the kingdom of God is come upon you." And this is the greatness of the New Testament. Man returned to his intimacy with God, thanks to the work of redemption. 4,000 years passed that a man were a slave of Satan. I cannot imagine this situation, that situation. Because when we commit a sin, a mortal sin, we have hope. We have the sacrament. But at that time, the hope of those people were based only in the promise of God made it to men through the prophets. But the New Testament, no more promise, because Jesus Christ came already. So when time were fulfilled, the Word of God was made flesh, the incarnation of God. And the church rejoices every year in the nativity of Jesus Christ by celebrating Christmas. This is a great mystery of love that does not end in the mystery of the incarnation, because God is so faithful to his word, to his promise, that he kept going in the work of redemption by permitting the passion and death of his only begotten son. So the work of redemption is precisely the mystery of love that establishes a New Testament between us and God, between you and God. Your intimacy with God, again, return to your soul. The gift of faith and grace is something that doesn't have a price. Just compare faith and grace with all the riches of this world. Well, faith and grace are beyond in value of anything from this world. Just compare, you know, your natural life. Your life is priceless. Your life is priceless. Actually, has more value than thousands of diamonds. You can have a greater riches, nevertheless, your life has a more value than anything. Nevertheless. And you know that. People, martyrs, prefer to give their life up before losing faith and grace. The martyr. Santa Maria Goretti, for example, a contemporary saint, she preferred to die before losing grace. And she's a great saint, virgin and martyr. So, if Jesus Christ said, "If I cast devil by the finger of God," which means by the power of God, that means that the kingdom of God is come upon you. So this is the great dignity that we receive in our time. Dignity that, as St. Paul the Apostle says, we have to live according to. In today's epistle, St. Paul says, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." Light in the Lord. Never forget this reality in your soul. You are light in the Lord. This is our, you know, consolation, our peace and joy. St. Paul the Apostle says, who can separate us from the charity of Christ? Nobody. Nobody. That's why St. Paul in another epistle says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But since I became a man, I put away the things of a child. Well, this, you know, maturity about the reality of eternal life comes from the Holy Gospel. So we know that Jesus Christ is the one promised by God the Father, and we know that He worked something amazing in our soul. And this is our transformation to a new creature, a new man, with faith and grace. Faith and grace. Saint Catherine of Siena once saw in some kind of vision a soul in a state of grace. It was so entrancingly beautiful in its dazzling brightness that she could not bear to look steadily at it. And she cried out, if I did not know there is only one God, I should think this was another God. To her confessor, who asked her to describe it, she said, there is nothing in this world that can give you the smallest idea of what I have seen. If you could only see a soul in the state of grace, you would sacrifice your life 100 times for its salvation. Just, you know, today gospel really reminds us the wonderful work of our redemption. It's not just God forgave our sins. There is something else. And this is His dwelling in our soul, which is called grace. Grace. So the devil obviously trying to tempt us, he will try to push us into depression, into sadness, into despair. Do not believe him, because you have in yourself something more precious than anything in this world. So that's why it's very important. Our dignity as a children of God. You know, dignity that Jesus worked at Calvary in order, you know, to bring to our soul hope of everlasting life. Our hope is not anymore in the promise. Our hope is in something already real. It is a fact, and this is Jesus Christ. That's why St. Paul the Apostle in today's epistle says, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So, walk then as children of light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness, in justice, in truth. This is actually how our life, Christian life, should be, in all goodness, in justice, in truth. Well, the Holy Ghost actually is the person that help us to accomplish this tremendous task as a children of God. Let us be good, because God is good. Let us love because God loved us first. Because God is charity, God is love. And this is all that we need in order to enter in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.